Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Good News Messengers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amelia and her grandma enjoyed spending time together. They went for walks, put puzzles together, and baked cookies. So one day, when Amelia's parents told her that Grandma was ill, Amelia became sad and quiet. She was sitting on her bed alone in her room when her dad came in and saw her sad face. "Oh, Amelia, are you sad about Grandma?" he asked. Amelia nodded. "It's just that..." "Oh, Dad," she sobbed, "what can I do? Grandma was always so happy and excited to spend time with me and others she loved, but now she's sick and can't do any of it." Amelia's dad wrapped his arms around her. "Sweetie, let's make Grandma a card, reminding her how much God loves her and will take care of her. I have a feeling it will lift Grandma's spirits, and it will do your heart good, too." As Amelia began to write in the card, she grew excited that she could bring her grandma the good news of God's love. By the time of our scripture reading, God's people, the Israelites, had already spent years in a cycle of loving and obeying God, then turning against Him and doing what their sinful hearts wanted instead. God gave them many warnings. He even caused enemy armies to conquer and defeat them. In a way, you could say the Israelites were really sick. They weren't ill in their body, like Amelia's grandma, but their souls were darkened by sin. God wanted the Israelites to come back to Him. In His mercy, God promised to comfort them. He gave them these words of prophecy about Jesus, the promised Savior. Jesus wouldn't be born for another 700 years. But God would not leave His people alone in a sin-darkened world. He sent Isaiah to warn His people, but also to be a messenger of good news for His people. Jesus is the good news. He heals broken hearts and souls. He comforts those who are sad. He frees people from behind the prison bars of sin. Just like Amelia's grandma needed a messenger to bring her good news and lift her spirits, people today need the good news of salvation to lift their spirits. Listen to God's words, and then, just as Amelia shared God's love with her grandma, you too can be a messenger and share it with others. We ask for God's help in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior from sin. Help us turn from sin. Send your Holy Spirit to comfort us with your gospel and give us courage to be your messengers. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.